Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit. Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Detroit basketball.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Detroit.
La 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 la. What's going on, people? How y'all feeling out there? I know y'all gotta be feeling real good, man. What's up, Detroit? Y'all alright? You gotta be, man, after a game like that. Come on, all together now.
Detroit basketball.
It is me, David M. Allen. The underground voice of the Detroit Pistons, the Renaissance man and the hardest working man on the internet, here to entertain your ass, man, for a few minutes. I need your ear for a few minutes, man. That game right there was cracking. It really was. It really was. I just want to know, did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy that comeback? You know what? To truth be told, the other night against the Spurs, they almost pulled that shit off then. They stormed back because they were on the ropes, down and out. They were trying to do their best little Ali rope a dope, but they just end up getting doped. And tonight they pulled it off, man. They bobbed and weaved all the way down to the end, and y'all boy KCP, y'all boy Kentavious knocked down that three. And put that game on ice, man. That was actually a big shot. I don't like his shooting percentage. And yes, I'm nitpicking because I don't give a damn. I'm hella petty. I'm being a petty king like Tarot right now. I really am. He went 8 for 22, 2 for 12 from threes. And I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say to me what you always say to me. He knocked down the one that counted. He hit the one that won us the game. Technically, you're right. But technically, I'm right. Because he needs to learn. Shot selection is everything, man. So you're just supposed to shoot until you finally make one, I guess. But all in all, I'm not here to rain on the parade. So I'm going to stop right now. And I'm going to, you know, he does need to step his shooting percentage game up. I tell you that much right now, because shooting 16% from three is disgusting. But he did knock down the game winner, and you know, it took good concentration for him to pop that one from the corner, man. And he did do that. The Pistons came roaring back, man. I was actually pretty proud of him right there. You know what? I'm not sure exactly how to feel though, because they came roaring back against the Spurs. They almost pulled it off in the end, but they didn't. And the Spurs lose tonight to the Knicks. And how's that happen? I do not know. And then, yeah, man, the Pistons came roaring back and beat the 4 seed, man, beat a top team. I like when they show up and beat actual contending teams, people who are going to actually go out and compete for a title. That's what I want to see. You got to play up to your competition, and sometimes they don't always do so, but I'm glad they did that, man. They erased a 16-point deficit in the fourth quarter, and I was pretty proud of them for that. I almost feel like they took that step forward that they may need, and I hope they continue to do that. They have a back-to-back, so tomorrow they play the Bucks at 8 in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's been slipping as of late. They really have. So that's another winnable game. So let's just keep the momentum going, fellas. Can you keep the momentum going for me? Just for me. Just for me and the people. That's what I need from y'all. Keep it going, man. Like I said, Kentavious had 21 points. two assists. I feel like I shouldn't even read that off. Tobias Harris, man. Let me tell you something. I just want to tell you, man. You know what? He comes in and he gets the killing shit off the bench.
That boy is good.
And I love it. Maybe sixth man of the year next year. Maybe if he keeps this kind of shit up. 24 points, 9 for 13, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. He had 2 steals. He had a block. The boy Ish Smith came in, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. So little fella was balling, man. He came in and really, he actually played 31 minutes, man. And I want to see more than that. And there was an extra, read all about it, positive Stanley Johnson sighting.
What's up, Stanley?
11 points, 4 for 9. Great shooting percentage. 3 from 5 from 3-point range. Couple of rebounds. He had a steal. I mean, he's been providing a lot of energy. I don't know if it was him losing all the weight that he lost, but he's really been borderline revelation off the bench. At least he's found his game, I'll say that. He's been kind of quietly putting it together. Andre had another horrible shooting night. He was 3 for 10, but he did manage to get 10 points. He had 18 rebounds, a steal, and a block. He got in foul trouble early. But like I said, this summer I fully expect him to lock himself in the gym, not only work on his free throws, even though he shot 50% and somehow I feel compelled to be happy that he shot 50% from the stripe. But I need him to lock himself in the gym, work on them offensive move, and it's going to be good, man. The boy Marcus Morris only had 11, but it is what it is. I ain't tripping off that. Y'all's boy and y'all's man of the hour, KCP, had 21, though, and 8 for 22. But for me, the Couch Sports player of the game is Tobias Harris. Because he's been the most consistent Piston all year, man. You can't tell me shit. You really can't. You're not about to convince me otherwise. Overall, the Pistons shot 42% from the field. They need to clean that shit up. When you shoot 42% from the field and you win, obviously it probably was some last-minute heroics. So, I mean, if you want to label them cardiac kids now, you can do that. But 8 for 31 from outside. And yes, for those folks doing math at home, and don't forget to carry the one, they shot 25% overall as a team. 8 for 31 is terrible. That shit is horrid. That shit is really, really fucking horrid. But really, it's that bad because everybody who did shoot and make threes shot 50% or better, except for y'all's boy who went 2 for 12. So he's the one who ruined that percentage. So let's give that man a round of applause for fucking up. On the other side of the equation, man, the Raptors, DeMar DeRozan, he had 26 points, 7 rebounds. The old cliche, you can't stop him. You hope to contain him and all that good shit, right? Jonas Valanciunas, he was balling a little bit. He was making baskets when it counted, 17 points. Kyle Lowry he wasn't that impactive, man. 15 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. I wasn't that goddamn impressed, but I mean, he's an all-star guard, man, so I'm not going to sit here and harp on him. But, I mean, he didn't have that big of an impact. It was all DeMar DeRozan tonight, and the Pistons, I can't say held them to 50% because if a team shoots 50% on you, then they goddamn scored 50% on you. So at the end of the day, they didn't hold them to shit because they even got 50% from three-point range. And guess what? They were pretty efficient, 8 for 16. Ooh, look at that. They didn't shoot a whole overabundance and still only lost by one. Right. Anyway, so the Pistons win, man, and the next game will be tomorrow against the Bucks, and semi-excited, I guess, man. It's going to be cracking tomorrow, man. It's going to be cracking. My only thing is every time the Pistons have a back-to-back, especially when the second game is them on the road, it never goes well. It doesn't. It really doesn't. It really goddamn doesn't, man. It kind of sucks. They've been horrid at it, but, you know, whatever. On the bright side, the Bulls lost tonight, 117-89 to the Wolves. The Knicks won, but who gives a goddamn, right? And nobody else in the standings are the division that you have to worry about right now. So the Pistons and the Bulls are now both 26-29 and officially tied for the seventh seed. So guess who has to win tomorrow to get out that dreaded eighth spot?
Detroit basketball!
That's right. That's right. They do. The goddamn Pistons have to do it, man. They really have to. You have to come through for Detroit, man. And because the Pacers play the Spurs tomorrow, and you need to gain some ground on that. Pacers are in six. Let's just keep the momentum going, man. Let's keep it going, man. Like, we ain't got time for this type of shit, man. Let's just keep it going. The Thunder play the Wizards. Thunder going to have a little bit of, you know, they had that big game yesterday against the Warriors. So, and it's on national television. It's going to be a great game. It's on TNT. And I need the Thunder to go ahead and put it down on the Wizards real quick because, you know, Russ is going to be all a little hyped up. He needs to get a win in. He got to release some aggression from, you know, what happened last night and shit, which I won't go into detail about because I don't care that much. And then, like I said, I just want to see the Pistons keep climbing in the standings, and I need everybody in their way to keep falling. So, obviously, I'm rooting for everybody to keep falling. So, yeah, and the Hornets are also right behind the Pistons in the standings. Well, I guess now I have to say the Pistons and the Bulls since they're tied. So, with that said, they play the Sixers tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes, man, with a Joel Embiid-less 76ers. So, hopefully they can push on and keep it moving. Either way it go, man, the Pistons need to keep their goddamn foot on the gas and quit playing. Quit playing with the game. You understand? Just quit playing with the game. Just keep it. Keep pushing. So this was a short one, man. I don't have a whole lot to rant on about. There will be a lot more tomorrow, though, especially if they can pull it off tomorrow. Because, like I said, tomorrow's huge. They haven't done well with back-to-backs all season. I'm not even sure if they have completed a back-to-back with two straight W's all season. I'm not exactly sure, but if they pull it off tomorrow will be about 20 to 30 minutes long. I will promise that one. But yeah, man, I'm signing off. Thank you for listening. As usual, catch us on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and of course the couchsports.com. Live from Woodward coming real soon. We're actually, it's already up, but pretty soon I'll be moving all the Pistons talks to Live from Woodward. Within a couple of weeks' time. And yeah, man, thank you for listening and tuning in. It's the Underground Voice of the Detroit Pistons, man, signing off. Peace.